Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
When the Holy Spirit redirects us. A well-known passage in Proverbs tells us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight." Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Here's what that looks like in a New Testament setting from a video teaching I recently shared. Let me show you as well one of my favorite passages because it's so unusual. It's in Acts chapter 16. Paul and his companions are wanting to take the gospel, take the good news of Jesus to people who haven't heard it yet. And so in Acts chapter 16, we read this. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia. Notice this phrase, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. Isn't that interesting? The Holy Spirit kept them from going someplace to tell people about Jesus. Now it goes on. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. Now you would think in human nature, you would say, well, these people haven't heard the good news about Jesus. Why shouldn't we go there? But the Holy Spirit is preventing them, is stopping them for some reason. And the other thing that's interesting here is it doesn't tell us, how did they know that it was the Holy Spirit? Well, I think it's because they were so reliant on him. They were so yielded to him that they knew that. Now listen to how it goes on. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia and help us. After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia. Listen to this phrase again, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. So the Holy Spirit said, the mission field is not right in these other areas. They're not ready for the gospel yet. But in Macedonia, they are. And then finally, when they went there, there was incredible success in their ministry because the Holy Spirit prevented them. He directed their steps.
Paul reminds us, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 25. I cannot think of a better way to live. If you would like to watch the full video from which this clip was taken, I've shared a link in the show notes. To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.